want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. There's so many different ways I could go here. But we'll just be led by the Spirit of God. Because like I said, when one comes to trials that try to come against our bodies, sometimes we open the door by not getting rest. Sometimes we open the door by not getting filled up. If you're not getting, if you're putting out more than you're taking in.
Come on.
Yeah, so we need to take in more. And like I said, push out the bad stuff and take in God's word. And you can get to the place where you try to take every shortcut you can. You try to take this medicine or this pill or you know, eat grapes all day long or whatever because they got polyphenols in them, right? You can do all of that, but if you're not getting the strength that comes from the life of God's word, that is the best help that we can have. And it's good to use wisdom. You understand. And I've talked to many who have said they appreciated some of the things I've shared along the natural line to make sure that we're taking care of our bodies. Just like Miss Cassie made me some organic stuff. It's like, woo-hoo! Thank you. We found have y'all been to a place called Enjoy? It's a little cafe in Leawood. We found that. And they have pure food. It's wonderful. I like it. So try it out sometime. They've got these exotic juices and stuff. We went there yesterday after we got off the plane, and it's just like wonderful to eat good food. So because sometimes they advertise that and you go in there and it smells like the greasy pit. But that doesn't smell like. And there's another place that's pretty good called The Mix. That's pretty good too. Well, we're believing God for some of those to come up in Iowa. So, but there, it seems like Leawood has the edge on some of those areas. Not that I'm partial to Leawood or Lee Summit or any other area, but, you know, of course, we like Lee Summit, you know. We're God's special people, right? Moving right along. 2 Corinthians 4:7. Some of you are from other parts, so just Kansas City area in general. We love it. I grew up in the Kansas City area, so I am born and, you know, raised Kansas City. So, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power is excellent. There's anything you need the power for, it's going to work excellence in that area. The excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side. In other words, we can do everything that we think for a situation, but if we're not using our faith for God's power to work in our bodies or for our situations, then we're trying to do it.
Yeah.
I said, we're trying to do it. And God wants us to understand He has provided His power. Inside of us, the Spirit of Christ, when He came inside of us, He made us righteous, hallelujah, redeemed, and He raised us up. So we have to receive that by faith. But Paul says we are hard-pressed on every side. But what did he say? Yet not crushed. So there are some circumstances that can come against our lives. And I wouldn't just pull over and park and say, why is this coming in my life? Well, sure, you can ask the Lord why something has come, but it may be, like I said, because you're in the cage with the lion. But what do we have? We have the whip, which is the name of Jesus. We have a badge, just like that policeman wears a badge, and he represents that county. That name represents God's power working in our life. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And he has delivered us, he has rescued us, he has redeemed us from poverty, from lack, from sickness, from disease, like I said, from spiritual death, so that we come and we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But then every day after that, if we've sinned, we can come to him and receive forgiveness.
Amen. Yes.
And what? The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin.
Yes, it does.
Amen.
Yes, it does.
So there are things that may come against you. Let me rephrase that. There are things that are going to come against you. I'm not going to promise you what they are, and I'm not going to call things, because we don't need to be calling catastrophes our way. We don't need to be, that's silly. But we are going to have some trials. We're hard pressed on every side, yet we are not crushed. There's perplexities that come our way, but we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. In other words, if sickness and disease and these things from the curse try to come on us, what? We can call on that life. We can literally pull on that life from within and bring it out through our words. The same spirit of faith. We believe, therefore we speak. As a matter of fact, why don't we just go there in 2 Corinthians 4:13. And since we have the same spirit of faith, 2 Corinthians 4:13, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke.
Yes.
And it's something, you have to make your body do its due diligence.
Yes. That's right.
And we've got to get to a place where it becomes a joy and not tedious, or becomes a burden, or we become bored.
Come on.
If you're bored with the faith life, you're not doing something right.
That's right.
And one of the things you're not doing right is yielding to the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord will bubble over in your life, and sometimes you just got to help it bubble. You know, sometimes a symptom will hit me or something, I'll just laugh. And I can just hear the devil saying, what are you laughing at? You, Mr. Devil, that's what I'm laughing at. What are you laughing at me? Because I'm healed.
Amen.
And he's like, well, take that. Huh? Well, first of all, I tell him, get out of here in Jesus' name. Because I'm not going to have a conversation with the devil. You understand? But, you know, he just wanted to know, what you laughing at? Well, I'm laughing at you. That's what I'm laughing at. Because I'm the healed of the Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And you've got to make your body do its due diligence. You've got to come. There are times throughout the day when I just, in my spirit, you just need to lay hands on your body. You just need to speak over it. And sometimes you're just like, oh, I'd rather go get an apple. You know, I'd rather go do something else. But you just tell your body to shut up.
Yes.
And you do your due diligence, and it becomes a habit. And when it becomes a habit, you start enjoying. And you're speaking over your body. You're calling it blessed. You're speaking over your finances. You're calling them blessed. And you're seeing things move in your life. You're seeing God be able to bring things in your life, because you're doing your part. Just like the chess game. You know, and the two people are sitting there, and you looked out the window, and you're just kind of da da dun, wonder when they're going to make their move, da da dun dun dun. And then the person's saying, are you going to move? And you're like, well, I'm waiting on you. And they said, no, I'm waiting on you.
Right.
I already moved. You were looking out the window there. God already made his move.
Yes.
He provided Christ. And Christ died for us that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So, knowing that he who raised up Jesus from the dead will raise us up and present us with you. That's what Paul said. Now, in verse 18, we can go on down. We're in 2 Corinthians, verse 18, chapter 4. While we do not look at the things which are seen, In other words, I'm not looking at my body to see if I'm healed. I'm not looking at my finances to see if I have enough money. I'm not looking at circumstances to see. I'm not looking at circumstances to see if I can fulfill the plan of God. You know, the enemy was trying to tell me last week, you shouldn't go to Switzerland. That's not wisdom. I'm like, shut up. Nobody invited you. That's out of your territory. Okay?
That's right.
Just shut up. I'm going to Switzerland.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
And I'm healed in the hole, and I'm praise the Lord. So while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are what? Temporary. Or for a season. But the things which are not seen are eternal, temporal, for a season. You know, Brian, you know this, but we're just encouraging you with the word. These things, it's just like, really?
Yeah.
Coming back to church, and then I'm finding absent, just a season. But we know that you're speaking to that stuff and telling it to get out of here in Jesus' name, and we are with you. And we have spoken to that, and we say that this season is over.
Amen.
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 We call our bodies healed even when we don't feel like it. We call our bodies healed even when the doctor tells us, and we're not trying to argue with the doctor, you understand. I mean, but sometimes they're wanting you to do all this conventional stuff, and sometimes they can take you down a rabbit trail of conventional medicine, and you'll be there for the next 5 years with your head spinning and taking this medication and that. So you understand it is best to always start out in God's word. It is, and you understand that sometimes doctors keep us alive. Sometimes doctors, I have had family members who would have died if they, because of their blood pressure was so high and the doctors were able to get it down. But when they got out of the hospital, we were able to get them off those medications. We were able to get them on natural things. And we, you know, mainly, first and foremost, because I always said, we trust in the power of God in this home. We trust in the power of God. I know when my mom was dealing with the high blood pressure and she was in the hospital with pneumonia and different things, like I said, they helped keep her alive. But when she got out of there, we went back to the doctor. I said to the doctor, I said, we want to get her off of some of these things. And she said, you know what? If her blood pressure goes down, if these things happen, do what you
Amen.
You know, whatever works. I'm like, no problem. So I just said to mom, you know, took her by the hand and thank you, Lord. She's able to be weaned off all of these medications and whatever natural things we take in wisdom you show us. And she's on no medication to this day. Now, I understand she slipped some Tylenol and this and that in there. But, you know, whatever, that's her prerogative. I'm not condemning her for that whatsoever. But when you're 82, you know, going on 83 years old, you go to the doctor and they're wanting to know what medications. And now she's got a whole boatload of supplements. So if she had to write all of those down, you know, that'd take a while. But she has no medications and they're always amazed. They're always amazed. And in all honesty, she helped take care of me this last week. So thank God for Mama. Amen. Praise the Lord. But let's go to Romans. Well, no, yes, yes, no, yes, Romans 10, Romans 10, praise the Lord. There are several things that I've been meditating on, but we're just going to follow the leading of the Lord and see what He would say.
Yes, ma'am.
Romans 10. And we'll start out in verse 8. What does it say? The word is near you. Why is the word near you? Because you've been hearing the word And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So really what it's saying is the word is in your heart. The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And what did we say that word saved? It means we've been redeemed. We've been rescued from really anything that we need. Any destruction that's come our way. Freedom from that. In verse 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we are righteous, but again, bringing that righteousness on the outside and letting it work for us, bringing that salvation on the outside. And it's the righteousness of God where salvation works. Because the righteousness of God within is the home of the Holy Spirit in our heart, where the life of God lives. And it's in our heart. The word of God gets into our spirit and mixes with that life. I say it's like when you're making bread, you got to put yeast in there for that bread to rise. And there's a mix that takes place, and there's an explosion that takes place where it will come on the outside as you say it and as you act upon it. So again, it's so important in during your day, if you're dealing with symptoms, you speak to that symptom. Use your authority every day, like Lester Sumrall said, Dr. Lester Sumrall. Use your authority, speak to that part of your body, but then put your hands on your body and just what I like to say is, Father, I thank you from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Healing and wholeness is working in me now. But then I get specific on any area. You know, like I was speaking to my chest and my bronchial tubes and those type of things because that tried to get on me. And I just spoke to that and said, it's cleared. Of any adverse thing, it's cleared. My body is healed. If I had a pain in my knee or my nerves, my feet were giving me some problems, I guess, because I've been laying down a lot. And I'm like, no, my nerves, my bones. And I said, every organ of my body, the life of God is working in it, driving out anything that's adverse. So if you know specific things, do your due diligence throughout the day and just speak to that thing. And maybe you're not really sensing sickness, disease. What I mean, I think all of us, because we live in this world, sometimes an ache or a pain or something, don't allow that to progress. Speak to your body. Use your authority. Tell it to go in Jesus' name. And if you get to a place where really you're overrun with symptoms, what do you do? Your input. The input. Getting more of the word inside of you. Amen. Amen. Using your faith. Constantly speaking. And don't get the attitude, why is this happening to me? That didn't help anybody. Don't get the attitude of, okay, why do I have to speak faith? Well, that's certainly not going to help anybody, right? Just make yourself do it. And laugh in the midst of it. Ha, 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 ha. He, 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 he. Ho, 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 ho. You can make a little song. I'm free, 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 free. Amen. Every now and then I'll say that. Ha, ha, ha. He, 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 I'm free, free, free. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That if you confess with your mouth, what are you confessing? What's in your heart? Yes. What's in your heart? You're bringing it out with your mouth. The Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God is raised from the dead, you will be saved. So not just a salvation that takes you to heaven, but a salvation that's working life in this earthly body. In your atmosphere, for whatever you need it for. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him and will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between the Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Do you need anything from God? For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I have some things written down about that. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we're invoking the divine name.
Amen.
We're invoking our help in our authority in Jesus' name. And actually, I can go to that word calls. It says to invoke, put a name upon, to call something, to call upon by pronouncing the name of Jehovah. An expression finding its explanation in the fact that prayers addressed to God ordinarily began with an invocation of the divine name. So we know that we have the authority of God. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and read that. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Yes.
Old things have passed away.
Yes.
Behold, all things have become new.
Yes.
And so we've got to get things lining up with what is the new.
Yes.
Amen. In verse 18, now all things are of God who has reconciled us. And that's why I wanted to go to that scripture in particular. He's reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. And we'll get back to that. And has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. And there's a reason we want to talk about that. Verse 20, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, and though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And that word reconciliation means a restoration to divine favor. Exchange of the business of money changers, exchanging equivalent values, adjustment of a difference, reconciliation, restoration to favor. In the New Testament, of the restoration of the favor of God to sinners that repent and put their trust in the expiatory death of Christ. So when we invoke the divine name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, whereas, actually, let's go on to... Let's go to John 14:12. And what did Jesus say there? Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. But to believe in him, you've got to get the word of faith in your heart to believe on and to bring out with your mouth, right? So it's just not a believing, and it's just not a speaking one time. I like what Pastor Nancy said. You know, somebody can fail a test because they only studied once. And they can cram and get in there, maybe make a B or maybe a minus. You know, so what I'm saying is you might have to cram. You might get some symptoms that come on you at times because why? You haven't been speaking the word.
Yeah.
Haven't been giving it, get it inside. So you may have to cram it in.
Yeah.
At every hearing, and listen, and listen, and listen, and listen, and listen, and speak it out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Speak it, don't get lazy. You got to speak it.
Yes.
Don't just be hearing the word and not saying it. Because your body's going to say, I don't want to do that. I want to go eat some chicken. Because, you know, we're going to have some chicken and mashed taters and gravy and some mixed veggies today with some of my organic stuff. Yeah, and nobody else get that. That's mine.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, all right. No, I can share if there's enough. Praise the Lord. Invoking the divine name. We have a right to invoke the name of Jesus because we are ambassadors for Jesus. And we have a badge. And we have a right to use our authority.
Yes, we do.
Yes. In that situation, we'll turn around in Jesus' name. it will turn around. I'm not sure what that is referring to. Do you know what it's referring to? In the name of Jesus, I command it to turn. Thank you, Lord. Well, just lift your hands and thank Him. Thank you, Lord. So, in John 14:12, most assuredly I say to you, Jesus said, he who believes in me, in other words, the word that's inside of you, you're believing that. The works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do. Because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. So we're invoking the divine name. And really, Jesus said there that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. But notice something. Jesus was going to the right hand of the Father. Jesus was not staying here on this earth. So he gave us his name that we could use the name. And that word to ask means actually to ask, to call for, to require, to claim. And you've got to look at the reference there. And Jesus is talking about, this is what I'll do for you. But really, he's talking about us claiming it in his name, because he's not going to be here. And Jesus said, I'll do it. I'll make it. I'll bring it forth. I'll perform it. Hallelujah. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But if we go on to John 14:23, there it says, in that day you will ask me nothing. See? In other words, you're not going to ask me anything. Most surely I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. So he's saying, you're not going to be asking me. You're going to have to claim it in Jesus' name. But you can ask the Father. So we can come to the Father. And we know, if we go to Mark 11:22, have faith in God. And whoever says to this mountain, be thou taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whenever you pray, believe that you receive it. You understand? What's he talking about? Jesus was standing there when we're referring to Mark 11:22, and he was looking at mountains, and he used those mountains as the illustration. He said, you can speak to those mountains. Yes. You can say, mountain, leave. Yes. Now, do you have something to stand on? He was using the illustration there. It's what he's saying is, tell sickness to leave. Tell poverty and lack to change and get out of your life. Yeah. Tell circumstances to turn around in Jesus' name. Right? But we can go to the Father and we can pray. And that word ask, call for, require. What is the reference there? Well, praying to the Father. We can pray to the Father. Right? Right. So you can ask, call for, require. You can pray to the Father, or you can just simply say, in Jesus' name, I command you to get out of here. Or you can pray to the Father in Jesus' name. But we use the divine name because we are ambassadors of Christ. Amen. So we can go back there. Remember when we said that Jesus said, if I don't have it, I'll do it. Let me see. Let's go back there. What did he say there? Yeah. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So that was John 14:14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And actually, in the Greek, that means if I don't have it, I'll make it.
Hallelujah.
It says, to bring forth, to perform it. So how does Jesus perform it? Well, I'm glad you asked. And get ready. Do you have your shouting clothes on?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Now, don't go to sleep on me here. I understand this might be just a little monotone, you understand? But we're gonna heighten it a little bit here. John 1:1 says, God, who at various times, in various ways, spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days in Christ spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. What are we? We're joint heirs. We're ambassadors. We're joint heirs with Christ in Jesus' name, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. And that word upholding actually means to bring forth. So we could say to bring forth all things by the word of his power. How did he bring it forth? By the word of his power. Not the power in the word, but by the word of his power. They're the same. His word is his power. His power is his word. Yeah. And as you get that power of God working on the inside, it's in there. Yes. But you've got to push out the doubt and unbelief. How? Get the word of God inside of you and let that explosion take place, and that mix of his word and that life that's already in your spirit, and start saying, I'm the healed of the Lord. Start saying, I'm the blessed of the Lord. Start saying, I'm free from condemnation. You see, that's where the reconciliation, we have been restored to divine favor. And I was actually going to talk more about condemnation, but for some reason, God just wanted me to emphasize this faith part of it. The assurance is affected through condemnation. But if we believe on the name, if we're walking in love and we believe on the name, and I want you, and we're going to end with this, I want you to go to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Praise the Lord. And we'll start out in verse 16, John 3:16. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall what? Assure our hearts before him. Assurance is a faith word. It's a confidence. It's a confidence inside that his word that you have put in your heart and you're speaking out of your mouth is working in the situation, and the power of God is turning the situation around, whatever it is, turning it around.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter the despair that seems to be there. I mean, in the moment, it seems to matter. In the moment, you're just like, God, shoot me up with something. Put me out of my misery, do something, you know? But if you will get that word in your heart and keep getting it and keep getting it and keep saying it and keep saying it, the situation will change. And if you will say, Lord, I lay down sin. I lay down wrong thinking. I lay down wrongdoing. And I'm righteous on the inside. You see me. I've been restored to divine favor. I've been reconciled to you by the blood of Jesus Christ. So, Father, I receive your forgiveness. We have to come and receive. We can't just live like the devil and expect that the roadblock isn't there. Our road will be blocked if we are walking in sin, if we are walking in uprightness. But, my friend, the roadblock will be obliterated. And freedom is the answer in Christ. When we get it in our heart and we speak it with our mouth throughout the day, what are you dealing with? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. The truth is within us. And Jesus said, the truth that I'm saying to you makes you clean in John chapter 15. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will and it will be done unto you. In order to abide in him, we've got to, just like you walk into a house, if you're abiding in that house, you're using the facilities. You're not curling up in a bottle in a bundle in the middle of that house, not doing anything. If you're abiding, if you're dwelling, if you're using your faith, you're using the things of that house. So you understand what's yours and you go use it. And when we are abiding in Christ, we let the word get inside of us, and then we speak it out of our mouth, and we're using our faith to walk in healing, to walk in prosperity, to walk in the blessing of God.
Amen.
The mind will tell you it's not going to change. And then what do? Shut up!
That's right.
Come on.
That's
right.
Yes.
Shut up!
That's right.
Shut up!
Yeah.
I'm the healed of the Lord.
Yes, that's right.
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, my healing and wholeness is complete.
Yes.
I'm not allowing this stuff.
Yes.
So we can't be going to a church that is teaching us otherwise.
Come on now.
My friend, in this day and age, the enemy will try to get over on us whatever he can.
Right.
He will try to take us out with whatever the junk food and the things that are going around, but it's got to go around us. Now, we have to use wisdom. You don't eat at McDonald's every day. You understand? We've got to use wisdom. But at the same time, speak your faith. And that stuff will have to go through you. On out. Hallelujah. I remember a time I was in St. Petersburg, Russia, with Pastor Nancy and Pastor, Jay and a group of us. And I was sitting there in the service, and my stomach started gurgling. And I'm like, okay. So I asked somebody if I could go use the facilities. And, they had to take me clear back. And I took my hand on my stomach. In the name of Jesus, come out! I'm not putting up with this. I'm not going home. I'm not going back to my room. Well, I was in the right place. It came out. Praise the Lord. And then I got a big drink, and I went back, and I just enjoyed the service. Well, Pastor Debbie, when's it going to come out? When it needs to. Just keep standing. Don't give in. Don't give up. By this we know that we are of the truth, and the truth shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. Condemnation and confidence do not go together. I said condemnation and confidence do not go together. If our heart condemns us, then that is blocking the blessings of God, because condemnation and confidence cannot agree. We must have agreement with God's word in order to confidently receive anything that is rightfully ours in Christ. Condemnation will block that confidence. There's something else that I wrote there. The only way that we can lay down condemnation of heart is to lay down sin consciousness. But we can't lay down condemnation when our hearts are full of it. Fill yourself up with a righteous consciousness, and then you will be able to push out the sin consciousness. Fill up with the word, and the word will give you the strength of spirit to say no to sin. Why don't you stand up? So not yielding to condemnation, which is you've missed it. You've done the wrong thing. You dog you. But no, the Holy Spirit convicts us. And he shows us the road is out ahead. So we've got to listen to the Holy Spirit conviction, because if the road is out ahead, that means that the enemy is going to keep us from what is rightfully ours if we're not walking in faith.
Yes.
And our faith is, our assurance of faith is affected when we're yielding to condemnation.
Yes, it is.
You can't look at condemnation and look at confidence at the same time. So let the condemnation go. If you know you've missed it, yeah, but I missed it 20 times. Well, there's somewhere I read that you could miss it 70 times 7 in one day. Have you missed it 490 times today?
No, ma'am.
I'm just saying. Pastor Debbie, I've come pretty close. Well, you haven't. You can't look to the past and look to God's plan of today. We're living in today. Who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, what Christ has done for us in Jesus' name. Do you believe that you're the healed of the Lord? Do you believe that you're the blessed of the Lord? Do you believe that you're the prospered of the Lord? Do you believe that you're forgiven?
Yes, I am.
Well, just lift up your hands and start thanking Him for whatever you believe is happening in your life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The top of my head to the bottom of my feet. My lungs are healed. My bronchial tubes are healed. My stomach is healed. My heart is healed. My bones are healed. My nerves are healed. I'm the healed of the Lord. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven.
To speak the word, hallelujah. Almighty God, my Redeemer, my hiding place, my safe refuge. No other name like Jesus, no power can stand against you. My feet are planted on this rock, and I will not be shaken. My hope is come from you alone, my Lord and praise is always on my lips. Your word is living in my heart, and I will praise you with a new song. My soul will bless you, Lord. You fill my life with greater joy. Yes, I delight myself in you, and I will praise you with a new song. My soul will bless you, Lord. When I am weak, you make me strong. I'm not poor, I know I'm rich, for in the power of your name, all things are possible, 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 all things are possible. All things are possible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, you have a story to tell. I said, you have a story to tell. all the great works, all the things that God has blessed you with. Amen. Find people that you can talk to about Christ. Find people that you can share the blessings of God. And I'm not saying you have to get in their face and be obnoxious. I'm just saying God will give you opportunities to tell your story to somebody, to change their life. Amen. We love you.